Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds Mudra Yojana as a silent revolution empowering entrepreneurs on its 10th anniversary. Supreme Court rules Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi's decision over reserving 10 bills for President's approval as illegal and erroneous. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar holds meeting with Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, to enhance ties between the two countries. Three more political organizations in Jammu and Kashmir disassociate themselves from separatist Hurriyat Conference. Asian markets rebound despite Trump's tariffs threats. BSE Sensex rallies over 1,200 points. China calls U.S. President Trump's threat to impose additional 50% tariff as blackmail tactics. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. In a social media post on the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PM Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. The Prime Minister noted that every Mudra loan carries with it dignity, self-respect and opportunity. He added that this scheme has also ensured social inclusion and economic freedom besides financial inclusion. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with the beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills. He said 33 lakh crore rupees have been given to the people of the country without any guarantee under the scheme.
हमारे देश में बहुत कम लोग हैं जिनको इन चीजों की समझ है कि साइलेंटली कैसे रिवॉल्यूशन हो रहा है लेकिन आज भारत का युवा उसके पास जो एंटरप्रेन्योर स्किल है अगर उसको हैंडहोल्डिंग हो जाए थोड़ी उसको मदद मिल जाए तो बहुत बड़े परिणाम लाता है और इस मुद्रा योजना में किसी सरकार के लिए भी ये आंख खोलने वाला विषय है ये सबसे ज्यादा लोन के लिए अप्लाई करने वाली महिला है सबसे ज्यादा लोन प्राप्त करने वाली महिला है और सबसे जल्दी रिपेमेंट करने वाली भी महिला है यानी ये नया क्षेत्र विकसित भारत के लिए जो संभावनाएं है वो इस शक्ति में पड़ी हुई है वो दिखाई दे रहा है और बिना गारंटी को आपको पैसा मिलना और मैं चाहता हूं कि मेरे देश के नौजवान ज्यादा से ज्यादा इस क्षेत्र में आए आप देखिए 33 लाख करोड़ रुपया ये देश के लोगों को बिना गारंटी दे दिए गए हैं
PM Modi also highlighted that the scheme aims to empower the youth, making them self-reliant and confident with the ability to become job creators rather than just job seekers.
होनहार युवा युवतियों को दिए गए और इन सब ने किसी ने एक को किसी ने दो को किसी ने दस को किसी ने 40-50 को रोजगार दिया यानी रोजगार देने का बहुत बड़ा काम ये इकोनॉमी को जनरेट करता है उसके कारण प्रोडक्शन तो होता ही होता है लेकिन जो सामान्य मानवी कमाता है तो उसको लगता है चलो पहले साल में एक शॉट लेते थे अब दो ले लेंगे बच्चों को पढ़ाने से संकोच करते थे अब चलो पढ़ाएंगे तो ऐसी हर चीज का एक समाज जीवन में बड़ा लाभ होता है
During the interaction, the beneficiaries shared their entrepreneurial experiences with the Prime Minister.
अभी मेरी एज 23 इयर्स है तो मेरे पास अभी रिस्क टेकिंग एबिलिटी भी है और टाइम भी है तो ये सही समय होता है मैं ना यूथ को लगता है कि हमारे पास फंडिंग नहीं है बट वो गवर्नमेंट स्कीम्स के बारे में अवेयर नहीं है तो मैं अपने साइड से यही उन्हें सजेशन देना चाहूंगी अब थोड़ा रिसर्च करो जैसे मुद्रा लोन भी है वैसे पीएमईजीपी लोन भी है कई लोन जो आपको विदाउट मॉर्गेज मिल रहे हैं तो अगर आपके में पोटेंशियल है तो आप जॉब ड्रॉप करो क्योंकि स्काई हैज नो लिमिट्स फॉर यू
आई एम गोपी कृष्णन एंटरप्रेन्योर बेस्ड ऑफ मुद्रा From Kerala. Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has transformed me into a successful entrepreneur. My business continues to thrive, bringing renewable energy solutions to households and offices while creating job opportunities.
In the last 10 years, more than 52 crore loans worth around 33 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under the scheme. The Supreme Court ruled that Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi acted illegal and erroneous by reserving 10 bills readopted by the State Assembly for the President's approval. A bench of Justices J. B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan ruled that it was not open for the Governor to reserve a bill for the President, which was re-presented by the State Government after being passed again by the Assembly. Once the bills were re-presented to the Governor, he should have approved them as they were deemed assented to. The bench also made it clear that under Article 200 of the Constitution, the Governor does not have discretionary power to withhold assent and must act on the advice of the Chief Minister and the Council of Ministers. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin hailed the Supreme Court's ruling as a historic victory for Tamil Nadu and all the state governments across India. Speaking in the Tamil Nadu Legislative Assembly, C.M. Stalin said the verdict vindicated the state's stand on legislative autonomy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with the Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, today in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed appreciation for the Crown Prince's positive sentiments regarding the wide-ranging cooperation and vibrant ties between the two nations. This afternoon, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince. The visiting dignitary, who is on a two-day visit to India, will also hold a meeting with the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Later in the evening, the Crown Prince will leave for Mumbai, where he will participate in a business roundtable with prominent business leaders from both sides. President Draupadi Murmu is on a historic state visit to Portugal and the Slovak Republic. On the second and final day of a visit to Portugal today, the President will meet the Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro. Yesterday, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. More from our correspondent.
The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, on second and concluding day of her visit to Portugal, will meet Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro. Yesterday, President held wide-ranging and constructive talks with President of Portugal. India and Portugal have agreed to strengthen coordination and cooperation in the United Nations and increased cooperation in various sectors. Today, President will also visit Assembly of the Portuguese Republic, Champalimo Foundation and Radha Krishna Temple. President also visit statue of Mahatma Gandhi at Alameda and pay floral tributes at the statue of Mahatma Gandhi. President will also meet members of the Indian community in Portugal, and she is likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Lisbon.
After concluding her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will travel to Slovakia at the invitation of Slovak President Peter Pellegrini. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Israel's Agriculture Minister Avi Dichter today signed agreements related to bilateral cooperation in agriculture in New Delhi. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Chauhan said the bilateral partnership between India and Israel is progressing well. The minister highlighted that both nations are having excellent cooperation in the fields of agriculture, innovation, water and technology.
R&D के क्षेत्र में हमारे वैज्ञानिक ICR के माध्यम से और मसाब जो इजराइल की संस्था है जो काम कर रहे हैं तो एक दूसरे के साथ मिलके हम और कैसे बेहतर काम कर सकते हैं ताकि आने वाले समय में जो फूड सिक्योरिटी की एक चुनौती है हम सबके सामने पूरी दुनिया के सामने उसका हम मुकाबला कर सके मिलकर जलवायु अनुकूल क्लाइमेट चेंज के खतरों को कम करके हम कैसे ऐसे सीड्स का ऐसे बीज का निर्माण कर सकते हैं जो बढ़ते हुए तापमान में भी क्लाइमेट चेंज के खतरों को कम करके
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Three more political organizations in Jammu and Kashmir have disassociated themselves from the separatist Hurriyat Conference. These include the Jammu Kashmir Islamic Political Party, the Jammu and Kashmir Muslim Democratic League, and the Kashmir Freedom Front. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah welcomed the move. He said this is a strong reflection of the people's trust in the Constitution of India. Mr. Shah said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a united and strong Bharat stands further reinforced as so far 11 organizations have distanced themselves from separatism. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting at the Raj Bhavan in Srinagar to review the progress on the ongoing developmental projects in Jammu and Kashmir. The meeting was aimed to have a first-hand account of the progress of key infrastructure and welfare initiatives under the central government's development agenda for Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah were present during the meeting. Amit Shah directed the JNK administration to focus on accelerating infrastructure growth, boosting tourism, improving connectivity and enhancing welfare schemes across Jammu and Kashmir regions. The Home Minister is scheduled to chair a high-level meeting on security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Most Asian markets opened higher today. Japan's Nikkei 225 rebounded strongly to rise 6.41%, while the TOPIX gained 6.81% during opening trade after U.S. President Donald Trump and Japan Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba agreed to open trade talks in a phone call yesterday. In South Korea, the KOSPI rose 1.7% and the small-cap KOSDAQ climbed 2.35%. The small-cap KOSDAQ climbed 2.35%. China's stock market rebounded after a steep sell-off at the start of the week. China's Shanghai Composite limped up to 0.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index jumped 3%, recovering some of the massive losses it suffered yesterday when it plunged 13.2%. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 2% up in the afternoon trade today, driven by widespread buying across various sectors, with information technology pack leading the gains. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 1,506 points to 74,643, and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 467 points to 22,628 when reports last came in. China has responded strongly after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to impose an additional 50% tariff on Chinese goods if Beijing does not withdraw its retaliatory tariffs by today. China's Commerce Ministry said it will never accept what it described as the blackmail tactics of the United States and vowed to fight to the end in the escalating trade dispute. If implemented, the new tariffs could result in a total tax burden of up to 104% on certain imports from China. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has called for careful analysis in response to the tariffs imposed by the United States. Speaking to media in New Delhi today, Mr. Puri said that development regarding the tariffs should be allowed to evolve before taking any hasty decisions.
Tariffs have various functions, and when one country imposes tariffs on the other, it has an effect which can make a revenue, it can have a trade distinct effect. Abhi, the process has just begun. All right, well, we need to have patience. It's not something like where you see a picture on the wall and immediately try to take shooting at it. And certainly on an important issue which involves India's largest trading partner, okay, and where economic interests are concerned, you know, we are talking about major things. I think we should exercise both circumspection and understanding and allow the situation to evolve.
President Donald Trump announced that the United States has begun direct negotiations with Iran regarding its nuclear program, despite Tehran's previous dismissal of Washington's call for a dialogue. Speaking to reporters at the White House yesterday, along with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump emphasized the urgency of the situation, warning that Iran would face significant consequences if diplomatic efforts to address its nuclear ambitions were unsuccessful. In the IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eton Gardens in Kolkata at 3:30 p.m. today, while in the second match, Punjab Kings will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings in Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds Mudra Yojana as a silent revolution, empowering entrepreneurs on its 10th anniversary. Supreme Court rules Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi's decision over reserving 10 bills for President's approval as illegal and erroneous. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar holds meeting with Crown Prince of Dubai, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Makhthoum, to enhance ties between the two countries. Three more political organizations in Jammu and Kashmir disassociate themselves from separatist Hurriyat Conference. Asian markets rebound despite Trump's tariff threats. BSE Sensex rallies over 1,200 points. China calls U.S. President Trump's threat to impose additional 50% tariff as blackmail tactics. And with that, we end the midday news.